Deep, deep river, Lord, I want to cross over into campground.
You are hearing right now the voice of Pastor Lamont Shields with Deep River, arranged by his wife Mary Shields. And we'll play this so you can hear it without me talking over it, but I wanted you to hear a little bit of it at the beginning because I want you to meet this remarkable couple, my friend Tim Smith from Center of Life. We were talking about you two. Your ears should have been burning. It was a few months ago. And bring Tim into the conversation. Tim, you told me about Pastor Lamont and Mary. Tell me a little bit. How did you meet these guys and connect?
So Monty and Mary, we've been friends for many, many years. I was young, probably not even a teenager when I first met them, and as a matter of fact, Lamont was and Mary were doing music all over the state and crossing the everywhere doing wonderful music, and Mary had written so many beautiful songs that Lamont was singing, and they were getting called everywhere to do music, and I even had a chance to play with them from time to time, I felt privileged. We used to call Monty the Andre Crouch of Pittsburgh.
I can see why. Pastor Shields, can you tell me a little bit about your life, where you were born and raised, and how you got into music?
Well, my father was a preacher and a pastor, and I was born in Bethel Park. And back in those days, it was called Molinar, Mine Number 3. And he built a church there, and it was a small town, but all nationalities were coming there, and it was a beautiful, beautiful ministry out there. And we got involved with the music at a very early age, and he happened to be a state president of the young people. And they started having me to sing for the young people in these state meetings. And from there, I directed choirs at our church. And I married, and my wife became the director. And we've had several choirs over the years. And we traveled along not only Pittsburgh, but up along the eastern coast. And we did a lot of work for the Lord. And we're just honored to be here today to share this news with you.
Where do you live now?
Right now we live in the North Hills, Allison Park. We've been out there for the past 31 years. But we've been all over we've been in the north side, the south side, the west side, and the east side. So we're really Pittsburghers.
What about Morningside? Any connection there?
Morningside, yes. I've been the pastor there, and my wife's been the first lady for the past 14 years. And my dad started that church, and our ministry is celebrating 89 years this year.
Wow. And your dad started that church.
That's correct. He was a pastor for 52 years, followed by my nephew, who pastored 15 years, and then his mother, which was my oldest sister, a great teacher. She pastored for 8 years, and I've been pastoring for the past 14 years.
Now, without putting words in your mouth, both of you had a bit of a temptation during the 60s. You probably had a lot, given the talent that you had, but Tim was telling me that between, may I call you Mary?
Yes.
Between Mary's arrangements and your singing, as I understand it, you were really recruited to leave Pittsburgh. Mary, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think you're probably speaking of the time that we went to Motown in Detroit and tried to present our gospel music to get on the Motown label. And even though they loved the music that they heard, they were not doing gospel music. And so they turned us down as far as recording any of our gospel music. But it wasn't long. A few years later, we found that they themselves went into a more of a ballad type besides the rock and roll that they were doing. And many of those songs, we feel they listened to our music and got a lot of ideas from us.
I'm not surprised. In a way, I suppose you had a positive effect. Of if they, well, they weren't, they were secular songs though,
right?
Weren't they?
Right.
How did you start getting so involved in music? You've got choirs with the church that your husband mentioned you were conducting, but did you sing as a little girl or get involved early?
Yeah, well, my mother was a singer as well. I'm from a small town, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and raised up in the church as well.
My wife is from Chippewa. That's
why
I looked in her direction.
Well, I know exactly where that is. And I grew up in a little church on 9th Avenue in Beaver Falls, and my mother was the directress of the choir, and she formed a group of her children and some of our cousins and had us singing up and down the eastern coast as well. And I just enjoyed music. And it turns out that I found that God started giving me words and I began to compose. Even as a young child, I remember in maybe the third or fourth grade, we were asked to write a composition, and my composition turned out to be a musical composition.
Do you remember it?
I remember it. It was called "Do You Know Him." It was very interesting because my teacher read it and sent home to my mother and cried, and that's when I guess I realized that maybe I did have a talent for writing.
And you're 8 or 9 years old when that all happens. How long have the two of you been married?
This year, we will celebrate our 55th wedding anniversary.
That's golden plus some.
Yes.
Congratulations. So did music cause you to meet as a couple?
That's right. We met in church at our state convocation, and I couldn't take my eyes off her for some reason. And we started dating, and we dated for 5 years. Before she said, okay.
So this would be your 60th anniversary.
Yeah, really it would be.
That's something. Now, Tim, if you're just joining us, we're really pleased. We have Pastor Lamont and Mary Shields here with us. You've heard a bit about their musical story and a brand new recording by Pastor Lamont. I think some folks call you Monty, right?
Yes.
A brand new recording is available. It's out on CD Baby. We'll link to it, of the great song "Deep River." It was recorded at Center of Life by Tim Smith.
Yes.
And Tim, you were mentioning, and I don't know any other way to put it, and I don't want it to sound wrong, but I mean, Pastor Shields sounds like he's about 20 years old on this recording. Your voice is as strong and vibrant as men who not only are half your age, but probably a quarter of your age. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've listened to Monty sing for many, many years, and I really felt like, you know, I wanted to make sure that we had a recording of him now, because, you know, I've heard his music from way back. But, you know, if you listen to, as you know, we put a little snippet of him recording Deep River at the very end of the song, and there's not much difference at all in his voice. And so I just thought, you know, what a blessing to be able to have a voice like this, as crystal clear as his, as strong as his, to get a message out like this. And would it be in Black History Month? I thought it was a great time to release something like this to just remind people, you know, this was one of the messages that we African Americans used as they were moving through the Underground Railroad and, you know, moving away from slavery and into freedom. And when they would sing Deep River, that was a message. That was a message that it was time to move. And you know, listening to Monty, and so many people were always asking him to sing this song, you know, but I hadn't heard him singing in a long time. And so I reached out to a friend of mine. His name is Doug Casper, and Doug Casper is the general manager of Tonic Studios, which is out in McKeesport. And Doug, we recorded out at Tonic, and we did a portion of the recording at my house as well. And, you know, everything worked out. I mean, actually, Monty, we put Monty in the sound booth probably about 6 or 7 times. we were wearing him out, man, but actually he wore us out. But actually what happened was we put him in there maybe 6 or 7 times and then ended up just taking the first take because he nailed it on the first time, you know? So
isn't that the way it always is?
Yes,
sometimes,
yes.
I think.
That's right.
Let's take a listen to it. Forgive me, but may I ask your age?
81.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you,
thank you,
Mary. But I only ask because isn't it silly? Like if a child performs something like your song you mentioned that you wrote in school, I'm thinking you're 8 or 9 and look at this. But there are a lot of people who might be listening, who are listening now, or who see somebody who is older and they won't talk to that person or interact with them, and they have no idea what's inside of them,
right,
and what they are capable of doing. And I just want to be sure you, as you listen, realize that the voice you're about to hear is of a man the age of Pastor Shields, because it, to me, is an incredible lesson, just knowing that people always have something of value to offer and to give. Take a listen to this recording, if you would.
Over into campground.
where all the saints shall meet again.
I want to cross over into campground. Don't you want to go to that goal?
Now you're hearing the original recording. This is from the early 70s. Same singer, same arranger. Pastor Monty Shields and Queen Mary. So here's the thing. When you see somebody walking on the street, or when you meet somebody, you never know what they do or what they have done. Did you guys meet Duke Ellington or interact with him? Tim was telling me a story about that.
Well, we're sort of ashamed of this because it was an honor meeting Duke Ellington. We were sitting in a restaurant in New York on our way back home. And he walked into the restaurant, and I told my wife, I said, do you know who that is standing over there? And she said, no. I said, that's Duke Ellington. And we were there to present her song. So I said, I'm going over and talk to him. And I went over there. I said, Mr. Ellington, my name is Lamont Shields. I'm here with my wife, and we have some songs we'd like for you to hear. And he looked at me very strangely, and he said, well, go back to your table, and I'll be over. I said, oh, yeah, right. So I went back to the table, and sure enough, he came over to our table, and he told us to beat on the table and give and sing the song right there. In the same time, there was a big jukebox going on loud and everything. So we tried anyway, and he was impressed, and he said, well, meet me in the top of in my office at the top of RCA building in the morning.
Wow.
And reluctantly, we didn't make it. So we had to come back and see about our children. So that's the story there.
Wow. Well,
he was about to do a gospel recording, and he had a new soloist, and he said he had no music for her. And when he heard our music, he said, well, meet me at the top of the RCA building tomorrow morning. And, you know, he wanted to hear some of that music. And the next time we saw Duke Ellington was on, I think, the Ed Sullivan Show. And there, sure enough, he had a gospel choir there, and they were doing gospel music.
And that was the Come Sunday album.
I remember that album. So you two, you've inspired a lot of people face-to-face. You've also inspired people, it sounds like, through Berry Gordy and through Duke Ellington, based on how they reacted to your music, which has to be an incredible thing. Now, are you, I guess I'm wondering, can people, are you singing, I'm sure you're singing at church, can people hear you sing live at all as you're singing?
Yes, we're very active at our church, Morningside Church of God in Christ, and my wife directs, and we have five choirs over there. We're a small church, but we do have different choirs going on, so we're quite busy.
Yes. And we also directed choirs. We directed the Mount Airit Baptist Choir for about 11 years, and we also directed a Methodist choir. And so we had been asked to direct choirs around the city.
Do you think just about anybody can sing if they want to?
Yes, everybody has a gift. And I believe when you're convicted and you know about Jesus Christ, he puts a song in your heart. And I think everyone has a song and can sing.
I really appreciate your being here so early. And with the help of Tim Smith at Center of Life and O. Mitchell Henry, who plays keyboards, Kyle Miles on bass, and Tim Smithsonian on drums. This CD featuring Deep River, arranged by Mary Shields and sung by Monty Shields, it's available just about everywhere online. If you Google Deep River, chances are you'll land on this version. I looked last night, it's on CD Baby, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere. We just have another, about a minute. Is there anything we missed that we should have mentioned? It's centeroflife.net, by the way, for more information about all the great work happening in Hazelwood's Center of Life.
Yeah. Well, we're very thankful for Tim. Mm-hmm. Like he said earlier, we've known him since he was quite a young man, and he's very talented, and God is using him in so many ways, especially with our young people. So we really appreciate him, and God loves him, and he loves God.
Mm-hmm. And Larry, thank you for inviting us. This was a great opportunity. I'm so glad we had an opportunity to do this and to put this on the air.
You bet. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.